We're in the community room of the island where Brian Epstein, once manager of the world-famous Beatles, has called for a meeting. He has information for all these superstar zombies. Seems he has a plan for doing some business on the internet, and this way make their afterlife experience a bit more exciting. But you better listen to what he has to tell us himself.
Dude, is the microphone working?
Everybody, can I have your attention, please?
Yes, it is.
Look, I know you're all above me with your talent as superstar entertainers once when we were all still in the world of the living. But remember, I too in those days had my talent, managing all of you, well, most of you. So show your respect and hear what I have to say. Thank you.
I got my own manager. You cannot speak for me, whatever you say, sir.
I know that, Mr. Presley, but somehow your Colonel Parker is not on this island of once famous people. So you have to do with me to take care of business, all businesses, including yours.
Oh, well, whatever. Prefer playing golf anyway. Continue your speech, money man.
Okay, then. Listen. I already arranged an internet afterlife for all of you boys and girls, which gonna make sure people in the real world can still hear your voices, not singing and listening to your music or watching old interviews online. But with new material coming from this place, that is now our home, this island of superstar zombies.
I don't like the name of this afterlife island. Zombies, nah. Sounds way too negative. We need another name for it.
Says who, Ziggy Stardust?
That's too late now. The name cannot be changed. We're already online and for the whole world to see. We are now the superstar zombies, whether you like it or not.
Can we still do some singing and guitar playing and release new original music? Still got some songs I never got the chance to record properly?
I can't promise that, not yet. But who knows, in the future, one day. But for now, all you have to do is do voice recordings. And then I, your manager, will see to it. It will be on the internet for all people alive to hear, as if you were still alive yourself. I did arrange a contract already. We will all lend our voices to a project called Aesopus Fables, a 2,000 years old series of animal stories. That way people might get more familiar with us, superstar zombies.
What's in it for us then? Free drinks only?
Ah, come on. We can't be just hanging around here doing nothing and waiting for people to forget all about us. Let's just do this. I've set up a recording studio with George Martin, of course. And now and then we will just ask you to come over and do some voice recordings. And yes, Amy, if you want so, there will be drinks also.
I may want to do some poetry readings.
I've already did my voice to some of my writings.
Yeah, I know. We already made a start with some of you. But I want the others also to come up with ideas for their voice. There must be poems you wrote, short stories you can tell, anything that can be put online as audio, with you doing the voice performing yourself. Anyway, that's it for this meeting. Let me know your questions and suggestions anytime you feel like. Don't worry about a thing. I will make sure it's going to be a success. Enjoy your afterlife and let me worry about the business. Thank you.
Thank you.